This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. Well, except for today, we're out at 11:30. Right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. Check out all the great animal videos and photos and great stories. And it's like, well, this week's like 95% positive. I have to put up the recalls from time to time. And this safety pet food issue thing was, I thought, was important enough to post. But most of the time, it's just all positive and will definitely warm your heart, brighten your day. And I appreciate you guys being out there, spending your Sunday morning with us. And like I said, just in case you haven't heard, we are out a little bit early today. So this will be our last interview of the day, finishing up Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And oh, I just got to say, how much do I love the Jingle Cats and Dogs? It's just so fun to have them back and be so. It's just not Christmas time for me without the Jingle Cats and Dogs. So now it is officially started. I know my neighborhood has been gearing up and getting all the Christmas lights up and all of that sort of stuff, but it just doesn't happen until now. Maybe I can start my Christmas shopping now because the Jingle Cats and Dogs are loose, and that definitely warms my heart and all of that. So let us, our last interview of the day, taking care of Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, and that would be Laura Cook is joining us again. Good morning, Laura. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And how are you doing these days?
I'm doing okay.
All right. Because it's December 2nd, you know, we're getting ready to really launch into the holiday season around here. And, of course, the temperatures are getting lower. It's getting colder. So I would imagine that you and you know, the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program here, the work that you do, I would imagine you're pretty busy during this season.
Yeah, it's extra busy.
Yeah, so for anybody that is just hearing you for the first time, before we get into a lot more detail, tell us what is Seattle Dogs Homeless Project all about?
We do street outreach, meaning we go to the people and we provide pet food and supplies for dogs. We do boarding, and then we also do vet care, including spay and neuter.
Well, so, yeah, you cover a lot of bases. And so you don't have, like, a headquarters or a location. You guys are mobile. You travel around to serve the community, correct?
Yes.
And I know we're trying to do some, you know, fundraising for you and get some donations. So eventually you'd like to get an official van, which would be nice to, you know, cart everything around. And at this point, you pretty much, you know, stay, what, in the greater Seattle area?
Yes, we do the city limits of Seattle.
And are there specific areas that you go to regularly?
Well, we do Georgetown, Soto. We do Myers Way, Capitol Hill, downtown Seattle, Ballard, all the way up to the county line on in North Seattle.
Okay.
But we've really got a very large area to cover, and we just constantly are staying busy.
Yeah, so and if you haven't heard Laura's background story, folks, I've been so impressed, and quite an inspiring story, because Laura, at one point in your life, you and your family ended up homeless and on the streets.
Yeah.
And of course, that's kind of how this all got started, because, you know, you found yourself homeless and had to go through that whole experience. And fortunately, you were able to connect with what you needed to connect with, and you were able to get your family out of this situation. But you just didn't get out and go on your merry way. You decided to continue to stay involved and to give back to this community and start taking care of you know, these homeless folks and their animal friends.
Right.
Anyway, so thank you for that. It's quite inspiring. And I'm just wondering, do you feel like you're really making a difference?
We know we are.
Okay.
That's the really cool part, is that we know that we're making a difference in the lives of these animals, and by helping the animals, you know, we're helping the people, and they're feeling better about how their situation is by being able to provide really great things for their dogs and cats. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I know, you know, many people can think sometimes that, you know, owning animals or having pets is a luxury sort of thing. But, you know, anymore, after all the years, you know, I've been here in my experience with the animals and humans and all of that sort of thing, it seems to me that sometimes the animals are the only lifeline for these people, and right, that they really perform a great service for the people that they live with, and that it's important that they get the care that they need.
So, exactly. That's the thing, is that some of these pet owners, they really cannot even think about not having their pets with them, and to be able to help them in a time when they so desperately need it.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible what we're able to do, and, well, quite frankly, that we've pulled the whole thing off has been, you know, just such a true blessing for us.
So you even amaze yourself sometimes, huh?
I do.
That's great. But and I'm impressed because you guys provide so many different services. I mean, on a regular basis, you supply food for you know, homeless animals and so forth, and supplies, you know, leashes, collars, you know, that sort of thing. And then you help them find low cost or free veterinary services. And I know that you get, with the help of Greenwood Animal Hospital, that they've been wonderful in terms of providing reduced, you know, fee care and so forth. And folks, if you're listening and want to help Laura out and the Seattle Dogs Homeless Project, that you can donate directly to the fund at Greenwood Animal Hospital. And then I had never thought about, when, you know, before I started talking to you on a regular basis, Laura, that, you know, what do homeless people do when they have a beloved animal companion that's kind of helped them survive and kept them alive on the streets and you know, warmed their hearts and all of that, and then they need to go into a drug rehabilitation program, or, you know, have health issues or something that they need to do. What happens to those animal friends? Well, Laura, you found some wonderful folks that will provide boarding for these animals while their peoples go through the treatment programs they need to do, or the educational programs, or whatever it is they're doing, so that they don't have to give up their animals.
Right. That has been an incredible, incredible blessing.
Yeah.
You know, many of these people, they don't have partners or friends that they could trust, family that they can lean on. And so the decision between, you know, their health or, you know, wanting to stop using drugs, being able to go to work or school to provide, you know, for themselves and their animals, it would come down to either they'd have to surrender the dog, or they would have to continue living the life that they were living. And so when Lissa from Best Friends Boarding and Day Spa asked me one day what I needed, mm-hmm, and I said, oh, some food and stuff would be really great. And she says, no, what do you need? And I said, I need boarding. And she said, okay. And so here we are, over almost, you know, I guess about a year and a half now, 2 years we've been going at this. And it's a pretty incredible thing that we're able to offer these dogs that are out here. And
all
pretty
right.
Cool.
Yeah, and I sure appreciate what you're doing. So what kind of help do you need these days from our listeners?
Well, of course, you know, a van or even some other type of vehicle that, mm-hmm, we can be able to put more, to have things more easily available and stuff for us, and to be able to serve even a larger population on that specific day. That's huge. We absolutely need to have that. And we need to get volunteers that can be up in the Edmonds, Washington area that can help us with the dogs that we have there to get them out and walked.
Oh, that's for the boarding dogs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can use some volunteers to help out with the boarding dogs that are being cared for homeless that are in programs or something.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be excellent.
So we have that, and then we will also be looking at the next week, pulling some people together to work on a specific date that we can make blankets for both the humans and their animals, because it's really cold.
It is so that, yes, it is that time of year, and it's getting colder every day now.
Yeah.
And
so I need people to help me make blankets and to be able to help me distribute, you know, some food. Maybe somebody wants to have a, you know, few bags in their car, so if they run into somebody that's in need, they can help them, and then they in turn can get in touch with us, you know.
So donations of supplies and so forth and money and all of that. And, of course, you can donate a van. That would be great, or money towards a van. Wonderful. But also, it sounds like we need some volunteers. So are you looking for a volunteer project to do over the holidays? You know, at whatever you give out, you get back tenfold. So if you're feeling down in the dumps or thing isn't going some way, the best thing you can do to feel better is serve someone else and do something to help provide. So you could help Laura out. She needs volunteers up in the Edmonds area to help with the boarding dogs, and then people that just want to help, you know, going around and distributing stuff. So, Laura, we've got to take care of our advertisers for the last time. We're going to do that right now. Then we'll come back, and let's give out all your contact information for anybody that wants to get with the holiday spirit and help Laura take care of our homeless dogs and cats and so forth. We would sure appreciate it. So we'll give you all that information straight ahead. Animal World continues. We're here till 11:30 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
What in the world is Sticky Whiskers? It's a fundraiser auction for Missy's Rescue, and it's coming up Saturday, December 15th at 7 o'clock at Elliott Bay Brewery. Tickets are $50 and include dinner and live and silent auction with a chance to bid on autographed memorabilia from Russell Wilson, Edgar Martinez, and many more. Plus, there's a raffle to win one of Alex's amazing pies, too. So don't wait. Get tickets at facebook.com/WhiskersGoneWild or call Missy's Rescue at 206-526-1558. Doors open at 5:30, dinner and live auction at 7.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonics Sound Healing System. check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Ooh, can you hear the purrs? I did a little. Yeah. Oh, my ears are good enough. I can hear the purrs. I love that. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And I hope you can do it every Sunday morning. We're normally here from 9 a.m. to noon. We're scheduled to be out at 11:30, but that we may fudge a little bit with that. So this is what we call live radio. So right now we don't really know, or I don't really know. So you get to find out what live radio is all about. And do we continue or do we not? So how fun. Anyway, we are just finishing up with Laura Cook from the Seattle Homeless Dogs program and the Seattle Dogs Homeless Project. And Laura, welcome back. Let's see. I'm going to bring Laura back on here if we can. There you are. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
All righty. So let's see. If folks want to get a hold of you to help out this holiday season, people want to volunteer. We were talking about, of course, you know, you take it on and all of the homeless out there and their animal friends, they need lots of food and help and supplies and all of that. And you need to help delivering and you need some volunteers up in the Edmonds area where the boarding facility is that does the boarding for homeless folks that are in rehab or treatment programs. They care for the animals and so that they can have them back when they are done with their whatever program they're in. You could use some help in taking care of those animals and in distributing things. And if people want to volunteer, how would you like them to contact you, Laura?
I think the best way would be through email.
Okay.
And that is SeattleDogs@hotmail.com.
SeattleDogs, plural, D-O-G-S?
Yes.
SeattleDogs@hotmail.com. That is the best email address. Okay, so if you're interested in volunteering and helping Laura, or if you want to donate supplies and find out how to do that or where to drop on or whatever, you can email Laura at SeattleDogs@hotmail.com. Now, is there a better way than others for people to donate money or supplies to you?
They can send a donation through PayPal.
Okay.
And that is paypal.me/Seattle Dogs.
So that's pretty easy. So you can donate money. You go to PayPal. The address you use to get to the PayPal link is paypal.me/Seattle Dogs. And then you just go through the buttons, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Laura, thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us here on Animal World. I hope you get lots of volunteer help to get you through the holiday season. And then we'll be back doing this again the first Sunday of January. So I hope we'll be able to talk to you again then.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Call me in the meantime if you need anything, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Thanks, Laura. Bye-bye. All righty. So that's going to take care of our interviews for today. Now I just have to find out from Mike to just keep going. So we don't have anybody else lined up, but you know, we're good. Okay. We can go ahead and wrap up because it sounds like basketball is ready. So I just want to say thank you, Mike. Thank you, Kathy. Stay tuned for Husky Women's Basketball. And next week, talk to your animals, Darcy Pariso. So as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. Please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things. Happy Hanukkah, and I'll talk to you again next week.